welcome back to the DriveCast. Happy Monday of Thanksgiving week to you. I appreciate you taking the time to invest in your spiritual life. As you begin the day, just thinking about Psalm 118 this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will. So future tense, we are choosing joy by spending time with God today. We wrapped up our series at the Lewis Center campus this past weekend called Joyride, looking at the book of Philippians, where we've said over and over again that God is the source of unshakable joy. And joy is this idea, this abiding sense that your eternity is secure even when your today is chaos. And Paul really talks a lot in the ending of Philippians, towards the end of chapter 4, about how the Philippians shared a financial gift with Paul. Now, the reason for that and the reason they sent Epaphroditus with it is because in their world, prison didn't necessarily supply you with 3 square meals a day, right? So if you didn't have somebody who was making food for you and bringing it to you, you were going to go hungry. So Paul brings up this idea, what we call the secret of contentment at Lewis Center. Contentment is a really hard word to define, but we know that it begins with this idea of a secure future. The word for contentment, it's the only time this word is used in the Bible, it's the word autarkēs, I believe is the way that you say it. Please don't check my Greek there. I believe it's where we get our word for autocratic, or a leader, right, who is self-sufficient. And that's kind of exactly the opposite of what we've been talking about in Philippians, for Paul to say, hey, I understand what it means, but he's not talking about a contentment that comes from having earthly resources or earthly power. Rather, he's talking about contentment is really a state of soul. And he says, you know what? I know how to be brought low. I know how to be how to abound in each and every circumstance. I have learned the secret. You know, that word learned, he uses it twice in the text there in chapter 4 in relation to contentment. It's the same word in Hebrews 5:8 where it says Jesus learned obedience through the things that he suffered. You know, there are some things that you and I, that we can't read in a book. We can't read. We can read. We can intellectually understand it. But you have to experience it to learn it. Paul says in verse 12, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. He's telling us that abundance and need are two great teachers. And, you know, when it comes to abundance, you know, we tend to live with abundance in some ways in our country. And what a person does when they have abundance really tells us a lot about them. Can they handle the good times and still be generous and still be humble and still be kind? And the other one, he says there is need. And we obviously know how need works, right, in our lives, and how we have to go to the Father and we do everything by prayer and supplication. Let our requests be made known to God, what we've talked about over these past couple of weeks. But when it comes to being content, it's what we all want. It's what everyone in the world is looking for. And we keep going to the same wells in so many ways, and we keep learning over and over and over again. They just don't satisfy. You think about the people who have the most, in some ways, you know, the people that we call stars, whether they're sports stars or Hollywood stars, or, I mean, it's just a wake, consistent wake of people who learn that having it all is really not all it's cracked up to be. I think about most recently Liam Payne from One Direction. I mean, you just couldn't have much more in terms of stardom, in terms of wealth, in terms of influence than he's had. And yet, it was just another reminder that whatever that it is, that you and I think it is, it does not satisfy us. Now, contentment is a learned secret. It's learned that what Paul taught us in chapter 3, where we press on towards the calling, right? The high calling of God in Christ Jesus, that we press on by pressing in to our relationship with God in abundance and need. They help us. And so Paul says, here's the key. He says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. So that's not a verse for athletes, right? To put on eye black. And, you know, it's not what helps them make more touchdowns or make more baskets. Rather, Paul is saying this is the secret. The whole secret to Philippians is that we can do anything through Christ. So God has to do in us what we can't do in us. That's why he who began a good work in you will complete it unto the day of Christ is so important. So Paul says, listen, you gave me a gift, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God in verse 18. And then he says, and my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches, not our riches, but according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And so what we say at LifePoint a lot is that generosity is the best currency. That we're kind, that we're stewards, right? We have to fight the lie of my, right? We always think about it, it's my money, it's my possessions. It's, we have to fight the lie of my, because it's really the you in stew. You are a steward of the resources that God has put in front of you. So I'm going to pray for us that we'll steward them well this week. God, as we think about Thanksgiving, as we think about what's in front of us to celebrate this week, it's good for us to reflect and be reminded that we are stewards. And that over and over and over again, we've seen it in our lives, we've seen it in other people's lives, that you have supplied our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ. Thank you, God, for the way that you supply over and over and over. So God, today, as we go out into the world, we want to be good stewards of our time, of our gifts, and of our resources. We can do anything that you empower us to do. So we lean into that today. We lean into your power. Do in us today, God, what we can't do in ourselves. Now you take the opportunity to pray.